This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If your child is conceived after you're dead, will it qualify for Social Security benefits? Karen and Robert were married back in 1999. A short time later, Robert was diagnosed with esophageal cancer and told that chemotherapy might make him sterile. Because the couple badly wanted children, Robert had his sperm deposited in a sperm bank for future use. Karen then conceived naturally and gave birth to a son, but a short time later, Robert's health deteriorated and he died in Florida. Karen began artificial insemination and gave birth to twin girls. She applied for survivor's benefits, but the Social Security Agency denied them on the grounds that state law controls, and under Florida law, a child born after its father's death can inherit only if the child was conceived during the father's lifetime. And the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed, ruling that when federal law specifically defers to the states, federal courts should not interfere. So if you're planning on having children after you're dead, check out state law. You might find it inconceivable. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.